or grilling with friends and family. Your game day won't be complete without ice-cold Coke Zero. Available at your local convenience store. Because nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero. So be sure to pick up some refreshing Coke Zero today. Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock, Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621. The Silverado 1500 was built to be strong. Strong enough to be named North American Truck of the Year. And now they're getting even stronger with two more ways to flex more muscle. The new 2015 Silverado 2500 Heavy Duties. Both come with available Allison transmission and Duramax diesel. Legendary names backed by over 100 billion miles of real world experience. Strong just got stronger. Stop by Kissel Chevy in Calumet and see Charlie, Dave, or Mario.
Hey, the Huskies are hosting a WCHA first-round playoff series this weekend, and there's going to be some great promotions going on. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Coach, we have so many questions here for you.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. We've got educated fans and excited fans, so yeah, let's roll through them. And if anybody has questions, they can call in too, right? If you want to call in, we'll take you on the air.
I'm just trying to
just get... like Chris Jahockey. And Chris works for the Edmonton Oilers now and does a fantastic job for them and has been involved with them for a long time. And he's a real good hockey guy. And it's good to see we have former players still involved in the game, like Chris.
All right, Coach, first question. I believe you'd see that this did not happen, but what do you do to make sure that the team does not take Alabama Huntsville lightly?
Well, we're trying to get somewhere. I think, you know, there's a lot of things still to play for. So we talk, you know, a lot about it doesn't matter who we're playing. There's a standard of play we need to play up to, and that's the bottom line. It's on us as coaches, and it's on us as our leaders and our players to make sure we're ready to play. And please don't get me wrong. This team will be ready to play on Friday night. That's the bottom line. So, and they're anxious, and it's been a number of years since we've been in this situation. They are anxious to play on Friday night at home.
This entire season, this listener says, I have often heard you use the phrase, "I like this team." I know what the phrase literally means, but what is the real message?
Well, the real message isn't that, is you know what you have. You know, I've been involved in a long time in college, and you know if your team has a chance to win every night when you go out on the ice, and that's what I mean. This team has that chance, and that's what I like about them because we have depth. We've got good goaltending. We're solid on defense. I don't know where we're in the country, one or two. Offensively, we have a bunch of different guys who can score. We're one or two, I think, offensively in the country. We've got a good power play. We can kill penalties. We have character. We can play in tough games. We can play in skill games. You know, when I say I like this team, I like this team. That's what I mean.
I like it too. With so much emphasis being placed on statistics in hockey, why do teams not do a better job of ensuring their accuracy? We had a good
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah. And, you know, I think each institution is in charge of doing the stats for the goals and assists and penalties and everything, power plays. So it's each school that does that. So we have a great crew here that does a fabulous job, and when there's a mistake, we always go through each goal. Our hockey ops guy Mike Stevens goes through the goals and makes sure they're right, because that it's very important, because when we want to keep stats and we challenge players on different things, those stats have to be accurate.
Well, absolutely. And I think another thing to keep in mind too, that for the most part these stats are done by volunteers or student help too, with the help of some full-time. So it's not like the pros where they have paid salary people working on every little aspect of the stats. So sometimes you have to go back and look at the goals.
Because things happen in a hurry and there's a lot going on. And sometimes the pucks move so quick you don't know. But we've got a good crew here at Michigan Tech, an outstanding crew.
Let's go to the next question. When recruiting many different leagues, how do you get a feel for a kid? If a kid can skate at the D1 level, a kid may look great playing in high school, but the same kid might not look as good in the USHL.
Well, yeah, and that's just, I think, your years of recruiting and watching different players, and you're trying to project. Anytime you see a player, you're trying to project where he's going to be, sometimes 4 years down the road. So it is tough, but you know, I think you you know, gain that over time. You gain that eye that I will call to be able to make the call on a player. You can see if he's got a good sound base, and you know, you can tell a little bit if he's got room for growth as far as where he's at and what he's doing. A late bloomer, like Billy McCall, Coach McCall was a late bloomer. He didn't come out of the BC Junior Hockey League till he was 20 years old, but he went right from Michigan right to the NHL, you know, 4 years of his college and right to the NHL. So he could do that. But I always tell the story, I saw him get 4 goals one game, and I really liked him in the game. But the next night I went on the road, he didn't get any goals. But that after that game, I knew he was a guy we wanted because he competed hard. You know, they were getting beat. They were doing everything to try and keep him off his game, and he kept playing. He kept playing the character, you know. And just over time, you get a feel, and sometimes you have to make sure, you know, kids have room to get stronger. Like, leg strength can be so important in your skating. So, you know, like I said, it's just you get that feel, you figure out how strong they are and how much room, try to, you know, project that growth that they have.
Where's the equipment manager, Tony Stromer, when we need him? How often do your players sharpen their skates, Coach? Is it done for each game, or do some players prefer blades that are a little less sharp?
Yeah, good question. Everybody's different. Some guys want them done before every game, like Friday game, Saturday game. Some guys will just do them once a week, and they're fine with it. And then the odd time you might get a, you know, lose an edge. So does a fantastic job. We have a fantastic equipment crew there with Roy Britz, does a fabulous job, been around a long time. Then we have Tony Stromer and, you know, Zach Fredrickson. I mean, those three guys are outstanding. I mean, and you don't see that, you know, you see the players and some of the other things, but there's so many people behind the scenes. And I'm glad we got that question, because Britz, Stromer, and Fredrickson do a fabulous job for
us. They really do. Describe the impact of having Coach Sean on staff this season.
Well, you can't measure it. I mean, it's immeasurable. You know, it's like the commercial, priceless. You can buy a goaltender stick for so much. You can, you know, buy goaltender pads for $800 and you have Joe Sean, and priceless. So he's done a fabulous job. And, you know, that's a good question for our goaltenders, Jamie Phillips, Matt Winches, and Devin Carroll. But I think they will tell you that he's done a fabulous job. He's got such a great personality, and that's why we brought him here. We knew the value that he could bring, and with our situation, I think it was a no-brainer.
This might be getting a little ahead of things, but Coach, both Fargo and South Bend are already sold out. Does the university get a ticket allocation at the regional?
Yes, they do. So okay. We'll get to, I'm not sure what that allocation is, but we are getting a little ahead of ourselves there. I mean, we got, you know, hopefully 4 games left, and we can win those games, and then we'll be in the tournament for sure if we can obviously win 2 against Huntsville and get to Minneapolis-St. Paul, St. Paul, and win 2 there. So, but they are sold out. I think they put them in their season ticket packages. I'm not sure about Fargo, but South Bend did. Yeah. So there'll be lots of tickets floating around, I think, in both locations. Maybe not Fargo. I don't know. Yeah. North Dakota there, it might be tough to get a ticket.
With the students out this week, will the players do any academics work?
Definitely, yes. We'll have a mandatory study table for our players who have been going to that 4 nights a week. We'll have that, and then we'll review and go over some things with each player just to make sure that we're getting ahead, because if we're fortunate to keep playing here, you do miss some school time. So we want to be ahead of the curve then.
The NCAA Ice Hockey Committee has lost that person that we talked about. Have they replaced anybody yet?
I believe they are.
Have they nominated anybody?
Been nominated, okay. Yes. The ECAC has nominated you know, a couple people. I'm just trying to think if they picked one yet. I'm on that committee. I think they're... they're getting close to that, so I don't think it's been finalized yet or made public.
Does Tech have any plans to host a future NCAA regional in Green Bay again?
Well, we've talked about that. We've talked about a couple different things in Green Bay. You know, they do a great job at the Rush Center, and, you know, the leadership group there is outstanding, and, you know, we'd love to partner with them in, you know, anything, I think. But we've talked about the regionals. We also talked about the Icebreaker Tournament possibly in Green Bay earlier in the year. We talked about taking a couple of our games there, maybe with Wisconsin, you know. So we've had conversations in that regards, but that's above my pay grade. So that's a question for Suzanne Sandergrit, the AD.
So this person says, I saw a report that Michigan Tech will be playing at the Mariucci Classic next season. Is that accurate?
That is not accurate at this point. We have had discussions with the U of M. Part of it is the GLI dates. You know, we do have 2 games to play, or play, you know, we can schedule 2 more games if we'd like for next year. We're not sure we're going to do it, but we play in the GLI, and then they're on the 1st and 2nd of January. So depending when those GLI dates fall, could be a little tight. Like this year, we went from the GLI to Wisconsin. I thought it was great. I'd love to play in the Mariucci Classic. I'd love to play Minnesota. And congrats to Don Lucia for becoming the all-time winningest coach at the University of Minnesota in hockey. And they've had some great coaches. So